We wonder many times, why are our tefillos seemingly not being answered? Especially if Chazal tell us that tefillos dvarim sha'imdim berumay shalaylam, and unfortunately, b'nei adam mezalzlin b'hem. Rashi says, when it says dvarim ha'imdim berumay shalaylam, it's not just an expression, how chashev it is, but Rashi says in Brachas, davav, k'lein tefillah sha'oyla l'mala, it's dvarim ha'imdim berumay shalaylam, because the tefillah goes straight up to Shemaim, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So why is it that many times we feel our tefillahs are not being answered? But we understand that if a doctor gives us a prescription and he tells us to take this antibiotics 3 times a day, and a person is going to, he'll take it one day, the other day he'll take it twice, he skips a day. So we understand if you don't follow the prescription, then it's not going to work. The Aleph prescription of tefillah is that a person feels that he's directing his words and speaking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If a person is able to speak to somebody, to talk in the middle of davening, while he's in the middle of Ashrei, or middle of Ol Etzion, he's able to interrupt and talk, then there's no bigger proof that this person didn't feel that he was communicating, talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If he felt he's talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how could he just turn around to a friend and tell him something, some Dvarim B'Teilim? So the Aleph, if we want our tefillos to be heard, is the Aleph of the prescription is we have to feel we're talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that, if we work on feeling this hargasha of actually talking directly, communicating with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we'll have no nisayon about not speaking during davening.